Bob Swinebutter is bitter about it. Coughing up buttons that he swallowed as a babe, Bob Swinebutter looks bitterly at the beginning of another day. Butch Roberts was drinking chilled root beer and eating chili peppers slowly while watching a TV show about funky Indians in breakdance outfits. Swinebutter was a natural-born asshole, but he never achieved the acts of cruel infamy that he had the potential to fill. For he had a foe with the same name as his who would fuck up his plans again and again. It was like having a good twin. Butch Roberts had a subscription to conservative magazines because he didn't trust the media to give him the truth about how liberals are all bad and conservatives are all good. Right now, Swinebutter Bob is high on the rooftop. He has a sniper rifle with a night vision scope. It cost him 4 years savings. It was all his now, and he was going to have a little fun and run. He went up to the roof at 3 p.m. sharp. He looked around from his eagle's nest above at the people below with a shark's grin on his groomed face. Butch Roberts logs onto the internet to get on a chat room and rip those liberal faggots a new asshole. Brento von Migstale stirred the massive pot of soup lovingly as he gazed out the window at a slowly dying world. Tina Mullet was on break. She went out to her car to smoke a couple cigarettes while being shielded from the cold. She liked these really thin ciggies that had four distinctive flavors: cinnamon, spearmint, clove, and raspberry. Butch Roberts thinks Hitler was a little too lax. He should have shown more authority over his people. He dreams of the day that the liberals die, to improve the country and bring back morals to our troubled land. He wishes that he was 7 foot tall and built like his hero, Arnold.